Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, this is Monique.
And this is Sydney.
And you're tuned into Monique and Sydney's
Open Relationship.
It's going to be the type of conversations that normally we're afraid to have out loud. Is it okay to be gay? Friends. How many of us have them? Mother and daughters. Is it always all bad? The mind's like a parachute.
It's no good unless it's open. That's what's up.
Hello, my loves. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship. Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Mama.
How you doing, my love?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
What are we talking about today?
We're going to jump into it like that?
Well, we ain't got to jump into it like
we
that.
We can.
Before we jump into it, let's just say hello to people coming in the room.
Hello to people coming into the room.
Hey, my loves. How's everyone doing today? You know, I don't know to say Merry Christmas, so I'm not.
Happy Holidays.
There you go, because, you know, Kwanzaa just kicked off.
Yeah, okay.
Emoji.
That's what's
Emoji.
Up.
Emoji.
Happy Holidays to you.
All right, baby, so we ready to get it. How you doing, D? Hey, Jules. Hey, Ezra.
Hey.
You know, Monique and Sydney's open relationship
just
does not seem complete with every episode that we do if we don't get that call from our baby Israel.
That's it.
So what we talking about today, Daddy? Let's hit it.
Letting go of the problems of 2017 for the promise of 2018. How do you go about doing it? How do we go about doing it and making the new year every day a better day than the one before and each year a better year than the one before?
Come on now. We're going to talk about it. 404-832-2963. We're going right to the lines to kick the show on off. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
Monique?
Yes?
You're actually on the phone. Yeah, you're on the phone with Monique and Sydney. Talk to us.
Monique, I love you so much. You inspire me every day. And I just want to call to say that I'm your biggest fan ever. And that's all. That's it.
Thank you, my baby. I love you back, sweetness.
Monique, you're saving my life. You're changing my life, Mama.
Well, tell us this. In the process of it being changed, what do you plan on doing to leave behind 2017 for the promise of 2018?
Oh, that's a sweet first call.
That's it.
We're talking about it, y'all. The problems of 2017 that you're going to drop off and what you're going to do for 2018.
What?
Well, we can talk about what we're going to do.
Kick it.
Okay, so.
Or how, more so than anything.
How we going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, so Sid and I decided this morning, right, we were standing in the closet, and we are really going to commit to juicing, right?
Right.
Because we can really see the benefits and the effects that it's having.
Right. And by juicing, we don't mean steroids.
Oh, no.
No. I just wanted to be clear because in certain circles, juicing is illegal, okay?
No, we juice some real shit.
Right. Now, they be doing real shit, too. That's why I get them in trouble.
No, we doing
vegetables.
Juicing, like kale and spinach, apples,
just to be
lemons,
clear.
Beets,
right.
And shit.
Yeah.
We're
going to
really dedicate to juicing because what we realize is the medicine is in the food as well as the poison. It just depends on what you're eating.
There it is.
So that's what we're going to drop off. We're dropping off in 2017. We're dropping off, Daddy, that goddamn lemonade.
We're not going to drop it off, but we're going to put it down for a minute.
Okay.
We're going to put it down and stop doing lemonade so much.
Because that goddamn lemonade,
right.
Baby.
And do lemons.
Come on now.
Do lemons.
Come on. Let's go to the lines and talk about it. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
My name is Dante, and I'm calling from.
Dante.
Yes.
We seem to have a poor connection.
I don't know why. Y'all can't hear me?
You going in and out.
Dang, I don't know why.
We got you now,
I just wanted to say one thing to Monique.
Come on.
I just wanted to say, Precious, get down here, bitch. That was my favorite part of the movie. And I was stuck in my head.
I love you, baby.
I love you, too.
All right, my love.
That's why.
Baby, this is why this show is necessary. Because it allows people the freedom to call and say what they feel.
There it is.
That's all he wanted to do.
That's it.
Come on, we're talking about it. What you dropping off in 2017 and what you're picking up in 2018? Let's go to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
How you doing, Monique and Sydney? This is the child support guard calling from Miami, Florida.
Hey, baby.
What's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Hey, I really enjoy, you know, coming to your scopes, Monique. You are a very inspiring person. On the other side, you funny, so, you know, I really fucks with you. But what I plan to do about this 2017 year is to be more logical in the decisions that I make, you know, just not settling for I hope something happens versus controlling my situations and the destiny in which I choose, the routes I take. So I thank you for this opportunity to say what I got to say, and that's what it is.
Good deal.
We love you, baby.
Have a happy new year.
You too.
You know, sometimes, Daddy, what that baby just said, thank you for the opportunity for just letting me speak.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people just want to speak.
That's all.
And sometimes people want to speak to goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're saying what you're dropping off and what you're picking up
that's
going to be a benefit to your life, to your family. Let's go to the lines. We're talking about it today, y'all. Hey, you on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
This is Nikki. I'm calling from McDonough, Georgia.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey. I was calling. I just want to say I'm dropping off this Christianity, and I am planning on discovering the God that I know I'm meant to be.
Mm.
I heard that.
Come on, baby.
I heard that.
Okay.
Come
well,
on,
congratulations
baby.
And free yourself.
Okay.
And do what you need
and
to
God
do
bless
for
the
betterment
of you, too.
Of
and Monique, I see you are destined for great things. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, my baby. We love you, sis.
Love you, too.
Come on. Did you hear that one?
We heard it.
She said, I'm dropping it off.
I'm dropping it off. Now, again, this is the no judgment zone.
No judgment.
So if you're dropping off something that's holding you back, you do what's best for you. For others, they may say, no, I'm picking it up.
Mm.
But you got to do what's best for you. So way to be courageous enough to go into 2018 doing what you need to do for yourself.
We're talking about it, babies. What are you going to drop off in 2017? And what are you picking up in 2018 to make yourself better? Let's go to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
This is Erica from Durham, North Carolina.
Hey, Erica.
Hey.
Monique, I have a song request for you to sing.
You better. Come on, baby. Give it to me.
Do you know if I could teach the world by Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Okay, give me the first line.
If I could teach the world, all right, I gotta play it. Hold on.
Okay. Do you see, baby?
I love what you see. It's so like inspiring for me.
It's what you got to give the people.
Give it.
The people what they want.
Give it.
But it's just you gotta listen to it.
Okay,
you
come on, listen to it.
Okay.
Why do I stay high? Why do I stay high?
Now where you going with it?
Why do I stay high?
Why do you stay high?
Yeah.
You're done, baby. I'm sorry. Go.
Okay.
I apologize.
Sugar, baby. Listen, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to learn that song. And,
yes.
And on the next show, I'm going to sing it because I'm going to learn it. And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to do this, baby. Because in 2017, there was haters. There was haters that had a problem with my musical genius style. Okay, and I happen to be sitting next to one of them.
Right.
Had a problem with it, mama. But now that you have called into this show And you have made a special request for me to come with song that's lit my heart.
You're going to love the song once you listen to it.
Why you lifted her heart while you've broken mine. But thank you for calling and doing this for us.
We love you, baby. I'm going to learn it and I'm going to sing it.
There it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetness. Let me tell you something.
Tell me.
And you know what else I think people should drop off in 2017?
Tell them.
Fear.
Fear.
Drop it off. Mm-hmm. Because what is fear, Daddy?
False evidence appearing real.
I never forget the first time you told me that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, that shit is real.
It is.
It's false evidence appearing real.
Right. And the fear of not accepting one's inability to sing.
Wait.
When you know that the people are egging you on just to hurt me. This is to hurt me.
Daddy,
this is to hurt.
This is shit, though.
This is
the part that don't have nothing to do with you.
It
she
hurts
didn't call
me.
In here and say.
Yeah, because do you understand how often you be singing and then you be trying to be funny, then the good song be on, then I don't hear the song.
But, Daddy, I don't
be hearing you singing.
You be at home and you be kicking your
I be by myself.
I
and then you walk into. Okay, then.
Thank you. Y'all, we talking about it. What you drawing? No, they said you can sing too, City.
Okay, thank you, then.
What you dropping off in 2017? And what are you going to pick up in 2018? My daddy say, what is the problems you're going to drop off in 2017? And what's the promise that you're going to pick up in 2018?
And embrace it.
Let's go to the lines, y'all. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
Hi, Auntie and Uncle. It's your girl, Ezra.
Hey, baby. Hey, Teach.
She says hi.
That's right.
I just wanted to let you know that this year, well, for next year, I'm dropping off anger and holding on to shit. And
right.
I'm picking up forgiveness, letting go, and the only baggage I'm going to have is the baggage I pack when I go away places.
Come
That's
on,
right.
baby.
That's right.
I'm not bringing any more baggage with me, you know. I'm not going to miss my bus.
That's right.
You know, I'm just tired. I've been carrying this baggage and, you know, having all them bags like that.
Ah,
I'm getting rid of that shit. I'm getting rid of it because, you know, we need to pack light.
Yes.
That's
you
right.
know, and I'm going to pack light for 2018.
Beautiful.
I'm packing light. I'm juicing. And I have to get a closet like y'all because y'all seem to have all your conversations in your closet.
We
I'm
going to
get one like that.
We do.
We do, baby.
I love you guys. Please
love
come
you
to City if y'all can come by for dinner. We love y'all.
We
all
love
right, my
you.
Babies.
Okay,
you know,
talk to y'all soon.
It's
all right.
funny when we... Okay, so y'all, we get ready to share... Not like we don't share personal shit. But it's funny when we say our closet because our closet...
We just can walk in it. That's all. How about that?
But our closet is where we have most of our conversations.
Mm.
Is you know what I'm saying? Like that, mm-hmm. that closet has become what? Our sanctuary, if you would call it that?
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying, baby.
There it is.
Come on now, we're talking about it. What you gonna drop off in 2017? That's really not helping you to advance, improve, do nothing. But what you gonna pick up in 2018?
What you gonna pick up?
We're gonna
up.
Talk about it, y'all. I'm gonna tell you something else that I'm gonna drop off in 2017.
What?
You know how Israel just said, just letting go of shit?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's still some shit that I have to admit, y'all. There's still some shit that I still got a little bit of baggage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it gets lighter and lighter, but nonetheless, I still have it.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to, as we go into 2018, to drop all that shit off. Now, I don't know if I will be able to accomplish that, but goddamn if I ain't gonna try my best.
That's right. That's all you can do.
Because it can get heavy.
That's all we can do. That's all we can do. I think for the new year, I need to be more impulsive.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to be more impulsive and go out on a limb with you because that, to some degree, goes against my Libran logical. I need to analyze it before we move forward. Though I'm still going to do that. But I'll incorporate a bit more impulsiveness as well and bask in the joy of seeing you put the baggage of the bullshit behind you as well. So So this is going to be a wonderful new year.
It is, my baby.
It's going to be a one. Mm-hmm. And Isra hit it right on the nose with letting, adding more love to your life.
Yes.
And letting go of things that you can do absolutely nothing about. And getting into the mindset that, you know, people are going to do what they do. Now, why? Look at this, my mom.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, baby.
That's all right.
It.
No. That's all right.
Let me get it.
That's all right. I'm just going to get it. Thank you. But it's one of those things where you control everything by what you're thinking. And one moment you're angry about something and something can transpire, and then all of a sudden you're not angry about it, and the only thing that changed was your thinking. So when we get control of our thoughts and figure out what it is that we need to do and want to do for ourselves, then we have a better chance of doing it. And we make life happen as opposed to waiting for life to happen to us.
Mm. Come on, my babies. We are talking about it. What problems will you drop off in 2017? And what promises will you pick up in 2018? Like, what will you do different? Because sometimes, and I know we say it's crazy to do the same thing but want different results.
Mm-hmm.
And year after year, we do the same thing,
mm-hmm.
and we want different results. And I know for one of the things, and I know one of the biggest problems people have is weight.
Mm-hmm.
Is weight. Trying to lose weight. And I got out of the mindset of losing weight, and I got into the mindset of getting healthy. And the weight loss is a part of getting healthy, but some of us just want to lose weight. And then we don't care how we lose it. I just want to lose the weight. And I want to make sure I'm in the mindset of I just want to be healthy and not get caught up in losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
Because in losing weight, it can do some tricks and shit that you've lost the weight, but now something else is really damaged.
Mm-hmm.
So just getting into that mindset of just let me be the healthiest I can be for That's me, right. not right. for nobody else, but for me. And when I say nobody else, let me not say, oh, well, she lost 20, so I got to lose 20. No.
Absolutely.
Let me just do it for me. So if we get into that mindset, y'all, especially with our health, from 2017 to 2018, I know for me, when I'm dancing in the morning and I'm thinking, I want longevity with my family.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see our children's children. Not that I'm in no rush to grow our children up, but I know the only way I'm going to do it, if it's up to me to do it, I got to work out.
Right.
I got to put it in so that I get that opportunity to rock in the rocking chair with you at 100.
Absolutely. And in order to do that, too, you have to have the right mindset. One black girl said that she's trying to leave depression behind from 2017. And there's a lot of people, especially during this time of the year, but all of the year, that are suffering from depression. And if your mind is not right, the attitude that you have for the way in which you live is not going to be right. And as I say to our children, we have to learn how to always dangle a carrot in front of ourselves so that we are intellectually always prepared to move forward no matter what may have pushed us seemingly backwards. And by dangling that carrot, that's to put in front of yourself all of what you feel that you don't have, put in front of you what you're going to have, what you need, and how you're going to go about accomplishing that. Because oftentimes, again, we just want things to happen to us randomly, and we're praying to this higher being to make these things happen for us. But we're not doing the things for ourselves to make it happen, starting first with your attitude. A gentleman by the name of Artis Webb, kind of my mentor in sales, said to me a long time ago, your attitude determines your altitude. And if you have the right attitude, the sky's the limit.
Mm.
Actually, the sky's not the limit.
Come on now. We're talking about it, babies. 2017, what you dropping off? 2018, what's the promise that you're picking up? Like, what is that thing or things that you're saying, you know what, this year, I really want to make it different.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know for some people, they'll say, you know what, well, next year I'm going to do this. But why not start today? Like, why not start today? I want to start today trying to drop off this little bit of baggage. It ain't a big bag. It's a carry-on bag.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, if I could just drop that bitch off.
Just drop it off.
But I'm starting today. I'm not going to wait till January 1st because you know what, y'all? We may not see January the 1st. So for all that we're talking about, what we're going to do about next year, let's act like next year is right now. Because right as my voice is saying it, some of us may not make it to January 1st, 2018 in this round. So are you going to wait or are you going to say today is going to start my day? We're talking about it. Let's go to the lines. Hey, my babies, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
This is Janine, Auntie Monique, and Uncle Sydney from McDonough, Georgia. And the thing that I'm dropping off is a lot of negativity from negative people that have negative stuff to say. And I'm picking up prosperity and hopefully to be working out and lose some of this weight. I see you in the morning working out all the time, Monique. You inspire me, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you, my baby. And we're going to be doing it tomorrow morning, too.
There it is.
Do you do it every day?
Yes, ma'am. Every day.
Woo.
Almost.
Well, I'm not on the weekends, baby. I take them Saturdays and Sundays down. But, yeah, we try to put it in Monday through Friday. We try to do something.
Hey, Uncle Sydney.
Yes.
Now, you hound on Monique for her singing. I know you sing in the shower. You probably be singing in the shower, too.
I do. I be singing in the shower. I be beatboxing.
And I be talking
when they gone again.
Serenade Auntie Monique with the romantic song just out of the blue one day when she least expected.
I do all the time. I give a little Slick Rick. I go back to the Sugar Hill Gang. I go back to.
Barry White real quick.
Barry White, wait a minute. You raising the bar real high on Barry White.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to give you Camp Cool out. Yeah. I got the C for the crazy way I killed my time. I got the O from the girl.
Oh, geez, fine.
You in for the piece I bring to the world. I got the Z for the cool duke. I got the C for the class high up above. My double O for the second way we make our love. I got the L from the hell. I love the rays. I got the name Cool Out from Hot Summer Days. So knocking cool like Rube, like rocking in there. The rhythm, man. Rock it out, out, out. I gave you the echo, y'all.
That's one of the most romantic serenades I've ever had.
That's how I do it.
And I
want
to thank you, baby.
Come on, now I stay in my lane.
We love you, honey.
For free.
Love you, too.
Did you give me the cool out, though?
I gave it. I gave you what I had to give.
Baby.
I didn't try to step into a lane that was going to get me hit by a car, okay?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Open Relationship with Monique and Sydney Hicks.
Come on, y'all. What you dropping off in 2017? What you picking up in 2018? You know what I'm going to really try to drop off, Daddy?
Tell me.
Okay, y'all. I have a weakness. Right? And if we have jalapeno chips in the house.
Uh-oh. Not the butter. Cookies.
I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat it. And last night, I did goddamn 2.5 miles.
She sure did.
Went right in the closet and got my workout in.
Mm-hmm.
Got finished.
Mm-hmm.
Took my shower. Everything. Got ready for bed.
Mm-hmm.
And there was them goddamn Nutter Butters.
Nutter Butter peanut butter sandwich cookies.
And I had some of them.
Me too. We was looking like Samuel L. Jackson, Halle Berry, in the crack den, leaning up against one another. Give me that cookie. Give it.
Give me that cookie with your hand.
We was looking like a Them damn things is delicious.
Now, I'm not going to say in 2018 I'm not going to eat them.
We're not going to say it.
I'm not going to say in 2018 I'm not going to have them jalapeno chips.
We won't do it.
What I am going to try to do, though, is not eat them at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah. So much.
And then that refrigerator, Daddy, it ain't going to help us.
Hey, baby, listen. Everybody ain't got to know we just got to put a refrigerator, low refrigerator in the room. Because, see, we don't be feeling like going downstairs sometime to get something to drink, you know? And we like to snack sometime, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But it's worse things that people could do, but we trying to put it behind us for 2018
Come
to
on.
Not snack so much and be better people.
Come on.
To do our duty.
Come on.
To honor the country.
Say,
well, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what just happened.
Yeah.
That just went too far.
What you going to drop off in 2017? What you going to pick up in 2018? And you know what? Have that conversation with your families. Like, have that conversation for the people that's in the room right now. Have it tonight. For the people when you listen after the show, you listen to the show next Monday. Monday. Have it with your families and ask them, y'all, what are we willing to drop off? And what are we willing to pick up?
And pick up, if you do nothing else, have some fun for 2018.
Mm.
Because I don't know about you, but growing up, we as adults now, when we were kids, but now we're adults, but watching adults, they made being an adult look so hard.
Yes.
They made it seem like that ain't what you want to do because it's hard and this and that and the other. And I'm like, not that our goal is to make it easy, but let's make it easy on ourselves by sometimes not taking ourselves so seriously.
Yes.
Because it's just certain things that you can do, and it's just certain things that you can't do in the time in which you want to do it. But there's no reason to be upset, because who are we? And we got to ask ourselves this sometime. Who are we to have our way all the time? While at the same time, who are we to not get our way any of the time? There's a balance so that we can get what it is that we first, most importantly, need. But if we don't get what we want right away, that's cool too. We ain't going to bitch about it, because there's a level of thanks that we sometimes don't have for what we have until you recognize and you lose it, like our refrigerator. Our refrigerator in the house had broke down.
To the ground.
To the ground. Now, fortunately, we got one in the garage, in the freezer.
Yeah.
But we was trying to act like little hoe cakes and be mad because the refrigerator was broke and we couldn't get nobody out. And then all of a sudden it dawned on us. We got a refrigerator that's working, man. We good.
We good.
We just going to have to go back and forth. We can't put as much, but we good.
Yes.
And sometimes we just got to take account of what allowed us to make it to where we are right now, meaning the challenges that we've overcome to be where we are right now. So then when we face new challenges, we like, that ain't shit.
Come on.
What am I tripping about?
Come on.
Let me move forward and understand that, you know, listen. I know we got to walk a million miles. We got to do it in a lifetime. But you can't walk a million miles until you take the first step.
Mm.
So each step that we take is significant. And if you sleep on one step, you might not make it to the next. So let's stay awake. Let's enjoy ourselves for 2018.
Come on now. Someone just said all changes start in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. It starts with a thought, and then it grows from there. All changes, you know, and when we, even when we talk about weight loss, one thing that for 2017 going to 2018, I realized not just losing the weight, I had to lose my mind. I really did. I had to lose my mind to lose, I had to lose my mind to get healthy, because I had to retrain myself all over again. Like, you've got to clear out what you've been taught. You've got to lose those thoughts. You've got to lose those conditions and those things that you were just so used to doing. You've got to lose it, and then you've got to rebuild it. So what I will say for some of y'all that's really trying to get healthy for 2018, lose your mind and rebuild it.
And there it is.
Yeah, Daddy. And I know that may sound crazy as shit to some people.
Well, you said lose your mind, so why would it not sound crazy as shit?
Right, but I'm saying you've got to lose your thinking.
I'm with you.
And you think with what?
Your mind, so you got to lose it.
Hey? Now talk on it.
I ain't going to say nothing else about it.
What you dropping off in 2017? What you picking up in 2018? How you going to feed your babies and not with food?
How you going to feed them and not with food? But we want to also encourage you to feed them with food.
Okay. Let's go to the lines and talk about it. Hey, my baby, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from? Hello?
Try again.
Come on, 2017. Dropping off. 2018. Picking up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even believe we're saying goddamn 2018.
Because it's gone by so fast.
Like, I cannot believe we're saying 2018. Come on, what you saying? Let's go to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
Yes, hi. My name is Jared, and I'm from Atlanta.
Hey, Jared.
Georgia.
Hey, Jared.
And I just want to say, Monique, I always loved you when you played on The Parker Show, and I also loved you when you played in Precious.
Thank you, baby.
And I just want to say, well, what I'm leaving behind in 2017 is the haters.
That's right.
Yeah, I feel like it's so hard that when you're trying to do what you're trying to do, because I want to become a rapper, so it's kind of hard to move forward when you got so many people trying to talk negative about you, because I've always been bullied as a child. I've been bullied ever since I was 5 years old.
Okay.
And I feel like it's so hard to keep pushing forward when you got so many people coming at you on the internet in real life, so it's hard to stay focused. But I try my best to always keep pushing forward.
And you don't stop either. You keep doing what you're doing. And we'll see you on the video.
Yes,
and then I
want
to say one
thing
to Monique before I go. I just want to say that I remember when you made that one show for the big woman, for the big women. You know that show that you made for the big women for them to lose weight. You gave them courage that you can lose the weight, that you can make it, that you can exercise.
Thank you, Jared. Thank you, my baby.
Thank you, Monique. It was nice talking to you.
You too, sweetness.
Okay, bye.
Bye bye. You know, I appreciate that baby that said, I'm going to keep going.
That's right.
I'm going to keep going. And I saw something that was on my little TV the other day. And it was about this kid who they showed was bullied in school, who people teased him. They told him he would never be anything. They teased him about him wanting to be a rapper. And Jared, I know you're still listening, baby. And they teased and they used to beat this baby up. They used to throw him out when he wanted to get into the little rap contest and do his thing. His name is Eminem.
And there it is.
So if you believe it, and here's the thing. If you believe it and you really work on your craft, go get it. And it's not always up to, when people say, I want to be a ballerina, well, be it. And you don't need anybody's validation to do it. If you want to put on your goddamn tutu and them little shoes that's going to hurt the shit out your feet, and you want to put on a performance at the house, do it.
Do it.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because Queen Cookie, at 68 years old, decided she wanted to play the saxophone.
There it is.
Now, I ain't never played the saxophone.
That's how she do.
But got a house full of people.
A house.
In chairs and everything.
They go play along.
For a full concert.
Mm-hmm.
And she played three selections.
Three.
Come on, y'all. What you gonna drop off in 17 and what you picking up in 2018? Let's go to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
This is Princess Tavares outside of Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hey, baby.
How you doing? I'm into health and wellness, and pretty much for me, a proud mother of seven, I used to be busy doing nothing. Mm. Busy working and not working. So that's what I'm dropping in 2017. Picking up 2018 is pretty much just staying focused and motivating myself, because sometimes we have to motivate us, because really and truly that's all we have is us. So you got to motivate yourself first and just be focused and just stick to the plan and keep pushing. So everybody, just stay encouraged. Thank you so much, Monique.
Thank you, baby.
All right, bye-bye.
What did she say? Is what? This us.
This us.
And what is just us?
I'm not.
What is just us?
What is it?
When you, what is just us?
What is
spell
it?
Just us.
There
come
it is.
On now. Jesus is what?
Where are you going?
Just us.
Yeah.
I saw Daddy.
Thank
I just
you.
Like that part. I like what she was saying.
There it is.
I want you to play along with me.
I'm playing.
Let's go to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
This is Anthony. I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Hey, Anthony. How you doing, baby?
Well, I ain't half as cute as you, but I sure give it a go.
Talk to us.
So I'm going to tell you my own personal. It's a problem. I'm going to just let it go.
Let it go.
I'm a gay man. Mm-hmm. I've been with my lover since 1989. And now you know what year it is. Well, we separated after 5 years, but like you and Sydney, we have a love for another. And we've stayed together over the years, and I've got a new lover. He's got a new lover, Michael Montgomery, that writes for The Young and the Restless. Oh, yeah, here we go. So every year, that girl has that Michael Montgomery for The Young, he has pulled me apart piece by piece. Now, I got to have back surgery, Miss Monique, on Friday, which is tomorrow, next day. And guess what he got me for Christmas?
What?
Axe throwing.
What?
Axe throwing. How is a fag going to throw an axe if she need back surgery? And you know what? This has gone on 18 years with the pettiness and because I'm the first wife.
Okay.
Okay, now I've accepted her. She won an Emmy Award for her writing. She's wonderful, and I have swallowed my tongue. But this year, she has outdone it with the axe throwing. And you know what? I'm going to let it go in 18 because I'm not going to go to Christmas next year and let that happen to me again. This is 18 years doing this, you know, since 80. You know, we were together a few years. I can't have that negativity, Monique.
What, but you're saying it, baby, and you're hitting it right on the head. And what a lot of people need to hear, you're making a decision to drop it off. You're saying it's been going on for 18 years. We're going into 2018,
and this is the thing, Monique. You know, when I was younger, sweetie, it was a challenge. You know what I mean? It was younger bullshit, drama, and, oh, I'm going to get her. She's going to get me. I'm going to get her. I'm going to show that fag. I'm going to get her. I've got back problems, and I've had a shoulder reconstruction. I can't do it no more. And it just, every year I get upset like this. It's almost like clockwork, Monique. It's every year I get this little stab. And it's like those little stabs add up to low self-esteem.
Mm.
And I'm not, you know, I'm 47, girl. I am ready to focus on my spine, my health, my drinking too much. I am ready to make the later years, the over the hump years count.
Absolutely.
And to make those years count, I have to make the choice that, look, I accept that things are the way they are. I can't change them. The only thing I can change is my own behavior and the things around me, mm-hmm. and surround myself by people that do appreciate me.
And there it is.
There you go, baby. We love you, Anthony. We want you to know we appreciate you here on Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship.
Hey, and Sydney looks cute today. I see him in the picture today. Y'all both gorgeous people, and I love you with all my heart and soul.
We love you, sweetness.
Absolutely.
All right, sweetie, you have a good new year, kid.
You too, baby.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You know, when you hear people saying, I'm tired,
mm-hmm.
you're hearing people say that a lot. I'm tired. And y'all know what? You know, I used to hear, because I've known quite a few junkies that's gone into recovery. And the one thing that I've heard them always say, when you get tired, when you're tired of being tired, is when you'll do something different.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to be tired of being tired. that's when you'll do something different. And if you're that person, that's when you'll do something different. Because when you hear, and Anthony's not unique. We've all been guilty of that. I know I have. Where you carry shit year after year after year, and you look up and you didn't carry this shit for 20 years. Then you get to a place where it's like, you know what? I'm just tired of being tired. I'm tired of showing up waiting for something to go wrong. So we're talking about it. What you're dropping off in 2017, what you're picking up in 2018. Let's go to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
Hey, Mo, how you guys doing today? This is Justin calling from New Orleans.
Hey, baby.
Hey, you guys. How y'all doing? What I'm leaving behind in 2017, I'm leaving behind the false expectations of life. I'm leaving behind what everyone think I should be doing and what everyone feels like a 28-year-old should be doing. I'm leaving that behind in life. Sometimes we tend to get in our own heads in life, and we tend to become our own saboteurs, our own biggest enemies. And we have to learn how to accept and be okay where we are in life right now, and just be okay and be comfortable with your change and your journey in life, and not be so worried about what you see around you or what's going on. So, you know, that's what I'm leaving behind in 2017, and that's what I'm picking up.
My man.
I also just want to say that it's always nice talking to you guys. Once again, I appreciate everything y'all are doing, the message y'all are putting out. Monique, you are the queen. You are that. You know what? Sydney, I appreciate you, brother. Stand by your woman. Y'all keep doing great things.
That's right.
Thank you,
we appreciate
baby.
You, brother. Thank you.
All right.
You know, the calls today are absolutely amazing, as they are all the time. But when you hear a 28-year-old brother saying, let my expectations of me be what my expectations of me are, not what the next person's. And I think a lot of us run into that, too. We live our lives based off of somebody else's expectation. What I should have, what I should be doing, how I should have said it, what I should be wearing. And you live a miserable life because you're walking somebody else's path. Walk your own path and see what happens. We're talking about it. What problem you're dropping off in 2017? What promise you're picking up in 2018? Let's go to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from? Huh?
Hello?
Hey, baby.
Hi. How you doing, Monique?
Good. Who's this?
This is Ratavia calling from Houston, Texas.
Hey, Ratavia. Talk to me. Sydney.
So I want to be leaving out of 2017 is a good attitude. I want to be leaving the end of 2017.
That's right. You want to elaborate?
And then, huh?
I said elaborate.
Right. And then I want to be going in 2018, I mean, with a good respect of being respectful towards people, of being humble, you know what I'm saying? Keeping 100 with people.
Yes. Keep your word to that, baby. When you go in 2018,
yes, ma'am.
I guarantee you, you'll have an amazing year.
Thank you, Monique. Yes.
You're welcome, baby. I like that. I like that when you say, I want to be humble.
Right.
You know, and because so many of us have lost our humility. We've simply lost the power of saying I'm sorry when we're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost our humility and our humanity. So what that baby just said, and it's so appreciative because some of these babies are young babies. You can just tell from their voices.
Right.
And he said, I want to go into it with humility and treating people with respect. Come on, y'all. We can make it better if we choose to.
If we choose to.
We're talking about it. What problems you're dropping off in 2017 and what promises you're picking up in 2018? Let's go to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
Yes. This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
From Texas. And what I am dropping off in 17, I am dropping off all of my cares that I picked back up in 15 when I buried my son who was 19. And I try to tell people every day, it's not what you do or who you are around. It's what you, if you can get up and breathe in the morning, that's a day that's already good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not who you hang around. if you are owning up to your own stuff and taking care of self, that is the most richest thing a person can ever have. And if you keep yourself grounded and humble, because all you need is peace, because rich men pay for it. Mm. Poor people try to find it, but we have to keep it in order to stay grounded. And as long as you know who you are and own up to it, you already have fulfilled everything you need to keep yourself where you need to be. And as long as I can say, stay humble and keep being the best that I can be, I've already accomplished it all.
And that is.
Thank you, my baby.
We appreciate it.
Come on, y'all.
All right. Thank you.
What we're dropping off in 2017, and what are we picking up in 2018?
And there, it's kind of like the song, Be Humble, Sit Down.
Come on.
And there's a balance with everything, where the moment we get to feeling too grand, that's when the boom gets lowered, and the moment we feel too low, then that's when great things seem to happen. And I think that's the reason for the need for balance. So there's a level of being too conceited that you can't have when you understand that everybody has a date with a transition. When you're left behind, you call it death.
Mm.
But to those that move ahead, that's a transition. So because of that, no one is above it. You know, you see the We oftentimes get caught up in the wealth of individuals as opposed to the wealth and the riches of our mere existence and understanding of our existence to the degree that we understand, which by all accounts is oftentimes limited. For as much as we think we know, we're oftentimes, if you're paying close attention, astounded by what we find out later that we didn't know, or what we heard was correct history is, in fact, not necessarily correct.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandmother used to say, learn how to take things with a grain of salt. So I think building on that, because there's certain things from 2017 that we got to drop off, but there's certain things from 2017 that we also got to take with us. And part of what I definitely want to take with me is taking things with a grain of salt, because it's only as heavy as you allow it to be.
Come on, y'all. 2017, what problems are you going to leave right in 2017? And what promises are you going to pick up in 2018? Like, what are those things that you've been saying to yourself, I want to do this differently? And you know too, Daddy, when we go back to the word fear, fear can stop people from changing. Mm-hmm. to be their best selves.
Fear can do a lot of things to people. But again, fear is not the issue. It's the way in which you handle your fear, because fear can make you get out on the stage as you have done and not be afraid once you get out on the stage.
Mm.
Because of the fear of what you have to deal with personally once you come off the stage, that it allows you in your moment where those out there who listen, you got to give the sales meeting for the first time. You've got to do something that's going to stretch you out of your comfort zone. And that's something else that we as people moving into 2018 have to learn how to do. And that's stretch out of our comfort zone. Do something that you do not normally do that's going to be beneficial to your life. I don't mean we're going to go down to the trap house. That ain't where we ever been before, but we're going to go down to the trap house. I want to expand my horizons. I want to see what the crackheads look like up close and personal and all of that. I want to see it.
You ain't got to go to the trap house for that.
Okay. Dakota, but that's what that person chose to do to expand their horizon.
There's some family members you can call.
Damn. So that being the case, it's like, don't be afraid to stretch out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
Because you should be more fearful of staying within it.
You know, I think for 2018, and y'all, this is something that I wanted to do for a really long time. But I want to go to hedonism.
There it is.
I really do, because I enjoy the freedom of that. You know, I remember one time I was on the road with Reggie Curl, and we walked up on it, but didn't realize we were walking up on it. And after you get over the shock of, oh, wow, everybody naked, you're over it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like just about 5 minutes, you are so over it, and it doesn't even, you're not even there saying, oh, everybody's naked. It's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said I wanted to experience that. Like, I want to experience being totally naked. Though I have, by myself, you know, in the ocean. But just to go to where that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Get it.
I want to drop off my bathing suit in 2017.
Drop off your bathing suit in 2017. She's asked me to go to hedonism. That's not what I do. But I say, you go ahead and enjoy yourself at hedonism and have an incredible time. And that's what I'm doing for 2018. Don't stop people from doing what it is that they want to do.
Mm.
Because it is not your right to live their life. It is their right to live the way that they want to live and yours too. And you find that happy balance and medium. Plus, when you're born having a grandmother that spoke to you about as many things as I've heard that she was unable to do, what I won't be is the husband that says, you keep your vagina covered amongst the sea of people. I'll say to you,
they
show the world.
They're not going to see my vagina.
Well, show the world your ass.
They're going to see this ass now.
And all of what it is that you have to show, and know that it is with my blessing.
They're going to see this ass,
no,
baby.
There it is.
Woo!
There it is.
Come on, y'all. We are talking about it. What problems are you just going to leave in 2017? And what promises will you pick up in 2018? 404-832-2963. That's really something to think about. What you going to drop off and what you going to pick up?
Mm-hmm. And or what you going to take with you?
What you going to take with you? Come on, y'all.
Mm-hmm. You silly.
I just like looking at you.
There it is.
Come on. Now, I know also what I have to pick up, Daddy, is because sometimes I can procrastinate with my time,
mm-hmm.
like in the morning. You know, I'm going to try to get that few 15, 20. Then that 15, 20 turn into 30, 45. Now I'm rushing,
mm-hmm.
you see?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to drop that off, and I want to pick up being more, what is that?
Punctual.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Come on, because I got to get it done.
Then you got to get it done. You get it done.
And I'm glad you said you're going to be more impulsive.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Is that the same as spontaneous? Because I feel like somehow impulsive means without thinking, and spontaneous means I may have thought it through, but I just jumped
Daddy,
into it.
Daddy, no, I just want you to say what you was going to be. Just be impulsive, okay?
Okay.
Just keep it right there.
I'm going to leave it
there. Because y'all don't understand. Okay.
That's the indecisiveness, because I want to be honest about the situation and shit, but I'm going to try to be more impulsive. I'm going to do it.
Yes, because being impulsive sometimes is a freedom. It's just like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the plans. Let's
right.
just go.
Right.
Let's just do it.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Right. My baby, she liked to fly by the seat of the pants, so it's kind of like when a heron kick in. You can't stop because that's heroin, okay? That's heroin, not heroin. No, this is that street shit. Heroin, when the heroin of impulsiveness kicks in, it's like, where do we stop? Nowhere. Let's hit it again, goddammit. And then they, yeah.
No, Daddy.
Okay.
But see, but he'll tell y'all, though, my impulsiveness through the years, it allowed me a freedom that was just, I wasn't afraid of it.
And that's where Monique and I do have our balance together, because it's one of those things where we consult with one another. She's fire, I'm air. And in order to keep the fire burning, you got to put some oxygen in it, because you don't want to burn the fire out. And we're fortunate that we had an opportunity to do a background check on one another throughout history since we knew each other, since we were children, to get to this point. And I would also say from 2017, for those out there listening, if you can, utilize, if you have people in your life, your mate, utilize their advice. Throw it off of them. Don't be afraid to listen. Don't be afraid to take their ideas. If you have a mate, it should be for a reason, and it shouldn't be to take them by the leash and drag them around and show the world what you have. Mm. You should have someone that, as you think, they think. As they are a benefit, or as you are a benefit to the relationship, they should be a benefit to the relationship, not a lapdog that you're just carrying around for show. So utilize the people that you have around you, because they too can make you better. Please say something.
We're talking about it, y'all. 2017 drop off. 2018 pickup. Daddy, I be listening.
Right. There you go. You be Monique, y'all understand. Y'all, my baby be clowning. Y'all don't be saying what she be doing. She be clowning sometimes. She be joking under the table. As we sit here, she grab me.
Both my hands is right here.
My wife has committed, while we in the midst of conversation, she's been Harvey Weinstein to me.
Oh!
She's touched on me. She's invited me up into a room. I'm telling you right in front of her. I'm telling you just so y'all know the shit she has done.
Yeah, tell them all.
I'm telling
it. I done pumped on them.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I got her pregnant, and this is somebody we work with on a job. Essentially, she's the boss, okay? Because without this, it's Monique and Sydney, okay? It's Monique and Sydney. And do you see how she abuses her power? Go ahead. Tell them how you do me.
Daddy.
Oh, okay.
I don't abuse no power.
Yes, you do.
Yo, we talking about
it. We talking about it.
What are you going to drop off in 2017, and what are you going to pick up in 2018?
And don't y'all say she can't help it. Y'all be calling up, egging her on, singing that song. Sing it. Sing it. Okay? Sing it. That y'all like the folks that be at the bar, and y'all know Andy the Drunk coming in, and y'all get a kick out of that nigga singing. Y'all get a kick because he be doing it.
This is the hating shit.
No, baby. We flying above it.
But we're going to drop it off in 2018, because I'm going to drop an album, Daddy.
Please.
In 2018.
And if it's yours, I need you to drop it and break that
bone.
No. Drop it, Daddy, and break it into pieces.
That's not kind.
It's not kind, but it's okay. No, right?
Let's go to the lines. Hey, baby, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
This is Anthony from Jersey.
Hey, Anthony,
you're not going to call in with all that bass, dog. Okay. You're not going to call in sounding all motherfucking masculine. You ain't going to, okay?
Do it, Anthony.
God damn it, sound like Billy D up in. What's up, brother?
I just wanted to say that 18 means life. So you can start living in 18, but realize that 2017 is not over.
Yes, indeed, that's baby.
Many, many blessings that can still come in 2017. And I wanted to say something about one of the other shows I was watching that you said that people look at you like you're an abnormal bitch. Remember that?
I did, Anthony.
You're not an abnormal bitch. I would say that your relationship is an anomaly, but it's not abnormal. There's many things that are normalized in our society, but it shouldn't be. And I wanted to say another thing. Do you remember about 4 or 5 years ago where there was an animated version of the Parkers?
An animated version of the Parkers.
It was made with The Sims.
I don't remember, Anthony.
I remember it was, I talked to you guys on Ustream. I sent it to you about 4 or 5 years ago. Well, if you wanted to look it up again, I was the person that made that.
Wow, brother.
Awesome.
Wow. Well, keep going, baby.
Keep doing it. Appreciate the call.
You guys.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, have a good one.
You too, baby. Come on, y'all. Dropping off, picking up. And what you going to take with you? I want to take you in 2018.
Hey, baby, we're going to do it together.
Come on now.
We're going to do it. That's part of the plan.
You know what? I just found out some information that I want to share with y'all. And this don't have shit to do with what we're talking about, but I want to share it anyway. So Robin and I, and y'all know that Robin is our cousin, right? So Robin had gone home for the holidays, And whenever she goes home, whenever we're around the matriarchs of the family, we try to get as much information as we can because we want to have the history. And I just found out that my great-grandmother, my grandmother's grandmother, lived to be 114 years old and was in her right mind. So when y'all hear me say, I've asked the universe to get me to 100, and there'll be some people that'll chuckle like, oh, girl, listen, it seems to run in my family, longevity. So my great-grandmother lived to be 114 years old. So I'm asking for 116.
Right. See, that's why I said at 116, you know, my black ass would have been dead and gone for years.
No,
listen, don't give me all that bullshit. Because I don't know nobody in our family that lived to be a motherfucking 116. Okay? Motherfuckers like pork too much to make it to 116. All right? So what I'm going to say is that's the reason why I said I'm going to have to date the chick at the lobby up in heaven because you're going to be down here hanging the fuck out. I'm going to be gone at motherfucking 80 or some shit like that.
That's okay.
You'll be hanging around.
No, Daddy, not
36 years afterwards,
Daddy,
to 116.
No.
Listen.
Can you give me
I got shit to do.
What
I got shit
to do.
Listen.
What
at 80, I got shit to do. They say the universe got a message, a journey, somewhere for you to go. I got shit to do. 80, nigga, listen. What we doing? I'm going to meet you up there.
I know, baby, but at 80, we still got a lot of life.
We got it, but
at 80, and we juicing
what
it?
What I'm saying.
Do you know what we can be
okay,
putting
we can
at
do
80?
It. We can do it.
Can you give me 100? I'll let you go at 100.
Baby, right, because you still got 16 more years to fuck around and
you know?
Do what you do, right? You man kick her out. I got you. I'm going to see what I can do because I'm just not kicking around. Monique be a hedonism at 100.
Yes, baby.
Out there, ass out.
Yes. Yes.
At that point, I say, shit, I might as well go in out there and join the two with my walker. Okay.
So y'all have heard it on Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship. If my daddy gets to 100 years old along with me, he's going to take his 100-year-old ass to hedonism with me, baby.
Right.
When I tell you, daddy.
We will be looking like two prunes for motherfucking the month of June out there doing it.
Speak for yourself, baby.
Okay, baby, you're going to look like
everything
a plump,
on me.
You're going to be a plump prune. See, there's the plump prunes, and there's those sun-dried ass prunes.
No, baby.
You're going to be a plump, blessings prune next to my sun-dried ass walking out there, and we're going to do it.
We're going to look like a 10.
We're going to do it. We're going to look like the number 10 out there, bitch. That's what's up. Hey,
we
baby,
love y'all.
We love y'all.
And we want to thank y'all, babies, for joining us today because, you know, again, y'all could have been doing anything else. But y'all decided y'all wanted to come hang out with Monique and Sydney. So we thank y'all for that. And we want y'all to tell a friend, tell another friend, and then tell 10 more to go to radio.com and click on Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship. Time to take it down?
Take it down.
Y'all know how my daddy say it. The mind is like a parachute.
It is no good unless it's open.
We love y'all.
For free.
Mwah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.